We need to look at, you know, all the medium and all the short-term things we can do. And I welcome that answer today, because I think there's a misconception in the public eye, really, as to when this bridge can be provided. We know it is the major solution to our traffic problems in Letterkenny, but we need now to be realistic and realise that it is going to be at least 8 years before it's there, before it's finally completed. So we need to look at things like park and ride. We need to look at active travel plans and get as many of those in place as possible. And we need to look at having a really good town bus service as well. I also asked today that we have a live feed on the Polestar roundabout, and I'm happy that David McElwain has indicated that's going to happen very soon, and that will give people the option of having a look there before they actually go out, and if it is particularly busy and they can wait for 15 or 20 minutes, all these little smaller things will help. And of course we need to look at the other road projects around the town that can be done as well. And you know, it's been pointed out that Polestar has 35,000 cars coming in there every day, so it's just extremely busy, and lights or nothing like that is going to solve the problem with the sheer volume of cars coming in. So we need to look at all the measures that we can put in place and work towards getting the Bonnygee length in place as soon as possible, but that is way down the road.
And we have seen, though, this past week, the traffic around the Polestar roundabout, as people have got used to the traffic lights, it has gotten a bit better.
It has improved, and that's welcome. And I think it was natural that there was going to be a period where tweaking was going to have to be done, and that's been happening, and I think there's particular improvement on the Remelton side at the moment. At different times of the day is fine, but you have this rush in the morning and this rush in the evening, and there's very little really we can do about that. But the lights will actually help, I think, get people through. So I think it is starting to improve, and you'll see it improving more. And I think the important message to get out too is that Letterkenny is open for business, and we're coming up to Christmas, and we can expect it to be busy, but the town's thriving, and we need to keep it that way.